Welcome to Envision This, connecting you to visionaries of a more resilient, equitable, and Earth-friendly planet. Earth-friendly future. Okay, I'm doing all right.
Living future.
2015 is on track to be the hottest year in recorded history. Already, July has been the hottest month in recorded history. And if you've seen any of the pictures of the bodies of people who died because of heat exposure in India, you know it was pretty awful. Yet momentum is growing to stop this climate change crisis. Political and religious leaders are beginning to get the message that ordinary folks and scientists have been voicing for years. And in fact, I think today the Pope had some important things to say in support of our taking action, prevent climate change from becoming more of a catastrophe than it already is. We just came from a local meeting of in preparation for the Paris Climate Summit, organized by 350.org. It was a very local meeting, and we didn't have the turnout that we hoped we would. But it's still one of the most important issues for us to keep going on, especially with the Paris Climate Summit coming, beginning in late November and ending December 12th. So we're hoping that you, the listeners, will be interested in adding your voice to the chorus of people who are saying, turn fossil fuel energy off, turn on renewable sources of energy. There are some pretty awful key climate change numbers out there, but I want to invite you to call in and have your say on the subject. The number is 646-652-2235. 646-652-2235. I've already told you that 2015 is on track to be the hottest year in recorded history. Well, guess what the previous hottest year was? What would you guess, Earl?
Last year.
Yeah, you're right, 2014. And it's going to keep on that way until we all stand up and say, enough is enough. This absolutely must be addressed.
And I'm going to add to that, because I got into a discussion on the internet. It was in response to one of my articles regarding climate change, where the guy said, well, do you feel like you're even getting any hotter? And of course, you know, I said, well, yeah, and there's all this data showing that things are changing and the water levels are rising and so on, and the ice is melting. And he says, but have you felt it? Yes, I felt it. But then he said, well, I don't. And, you know, it amazes me that people will not look at the data and understand what is going on. Instead, they sit there with their heads up their backsides and don't take a good solid look. And a lot of times in my spiritual writings, and this is one thing that ticks me off, is that I get into this stuff about, well, you don't have any evidence. Well, yes, I do. I've researched and I've researched and I've researched. I know what's going on. And it's the same thing with these climate change folks, in terms of, you know, they refuse to look at the big picture, and they sit there and say, well, I'm pretty comfortable. I got cold this past winter. But then they don't look at the long-term trends, nor the averages or anything like that. It just boggles my mind.
Nor do they look beyond their own nose at the
thank you.
At the Alaskan ice, you call them, melting. This huge, huge buildup of ice that's melting not only there but in Greenland. And
but have you seen the water, Mary? I mean, are you sitting in water? I mean, that's the stupidity of the arguments that I'm hearing.
Of the deniers, yeah,
right.
I know. The fact is that there are islands off the coast of India that are basically... a lot of people have
but India's not out here. Do you see India in your backyard? I mean, I'm serious, Mary. This is the kind of arguments I'm getting out of these people.
Yeah, that's true. But we have to reach perhaps not those people, but people like our listeners who care about what kind of future we're going to have and how resilient humanity.
And how many people do we have coming
be
today?
In the face. I know. It really was discouraging, but we mustn't allow ourselves to give up. There is this opportunity coming. There's enough understanding about it, so there is going to be another global gathering in Paris this fall to talk about climate change, and we need to push the governments and the spokespeople who go to this to actually do something meaningful. They aren't going to do it unless it's clear that people around the world, people everywhere, including right here in little Sabata, Spain, that really care that we do something before we kill off more species, for instance. We've already killed, in the last 100 years, 55% of the known species in the world.
Yeah, if I remember, the statistics are saying that the extinction rates are as high as they were, I forgot how many thousands of years ago, but it was basically during the time of the dinosaurs.
The last big die-off. And in the meantime, the fossil fuel industry is spending $674 billion a year looking for more coal and oil and gas. That's over $75 million an hour.
That's very true, but I'm also reading that some of the other countries, and you know, forgive me because of my Alzheimer's, I don't remember which ones, but that are trends within other countries where people are taking the bull by the horn and are developing wind, solar, and other kinds of technologies to replace oil, and in the meantime, the United States, which is owned pretty much by the likes of the Koch brothers, the Rothschilds, and so on, are basically being sold down the river. You know, they pollute everything. They pollute our minds. They've got standardized education going, which is dumbing down our kids. I mean, how much longer are people going to put up with this stuff?
As long as we give away our power. And the thing is,
why do we
take back our power? We can do it if enough people get a vision for a better future instead of a disastrous one.
And how can you do it when you get an answer like, I can't do this. I just want to be able to watch my soap operas. And I'm sorry, I've had people say that.
Absolutely. You're a mom. Yeah, exactly. You just keep plugging and understand that the tipping point isn't to convince 50%. That if we can get a good 20% of the population of any given town or state or country or continent to really push their leaders and really take action. For instance, I think it was Bolivia. I could be wrong on the country. Recently, September 20th had a no cars day.
Who did?
Bolivia.
They must be communists.
No. They just are concerned. We do have a lot of solutions that are already being turned on. In both 2013 and 2014, the world installed more renewable generating capacity than they installed new fossil fuel capacity. And the price of something like solar panels has dropped 75% just in the last
So you're year. You're telling me that we could actually do things cheaper?
Yeah. If it weren't cheaper, if it weren't affordable, why would 60,000 to 70,000 solar systems be installed in Bangladesh?
But Bangladesh is a poor country. I mean, we're a very rich country. We're all about progress. Are you saying that we should be going backwards technologically?
Technologically, insofar as our technology is based on fossil fuel usage, yes. We, however, have the intelligence and the research and the ability to use our brains and develop the technology do it sustainably.
But I'm hearing that they have the ability to get more oil from other sources.
They do. The question is not a shortage of oil. The question is the carbon that the oil throws into the atmosphere. Scientists told us years ago that 350 parts per million was the most in order to maintain on a long-term basis our current standard of living. Well, the fact is that we've already gone over 400 parts per million. We already have to cut back. We're already over the line. It's not.
But do you feel anything different? I mean, you know, you know, when I go outside, I mean, in the wintertime, I mean, how much snow did we have last year? And you're talking about global warming, Mary?
Yeah, well, I certainly am, because while that may be so locally, if you look at even the places right here in the United States that had water shortages and droughts, over not just this last year, but long term.
But have you seen them here in Maine? To me, they don't exist.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're head in the sand.
Okay, but I'm not being facetious, no, because the fact is, I had a guy on op-ed who challenged me on it. Well, do you feel anything different? And then I pulled out all this research. Well, but do you feel any, you know, yes, I do see changes. But, you know, this guy would, I mean, how do we get through to these people? is what I'm asking. You know, I'm giving you a hard time for a reason.
But they, yeah, I do understand that you're being the devil's advocate.
Yes.
But and I appreciate your playing that role.
Hey,
if anybody wants to call in and give me a little support here in answering the devil, please do call in 646-652-2235. I think only small groups locally can actually solve any problem. And we need to locally mobilize.
Locally mobilize. So you're basically talking about not paying attention to the police, to the state, and to the country?
No,
I mean, are you anti-American or what is it?
I'm not talking about anything of the sort. I'm talking about being very American and as citizens standing up and saying, look, these are the facts, these are the figures, this is what we want.
But do you, on a daily basis, do you feel like things are warming up, Mary?
Yes.
I don't. I don't feel it.
Okay, well, you don't feel it. let's see. November 28th and 29th is when the Paris talks are going to get started. And so there we
need... Another communist country, huh?
Paris?
I'm sorry. You can take that one out.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're going overboard here a little. November 28th and 29th, that's the weekend right after Thanksgiving. We aren't going to be able to plan a local action right here in our own community because we're going to be away visiting our grandchildren in Buffalo, New York. But maybe they'll be having a local action there that we can support. Also, I'm thinking we can do a radio show that weekend that all it would take people is 10 minutes of their time to call in and say, you know, I'm on board for this. Maybe we need to have some place, some website where people could call in, not call in, but sign in support of a particular position paper to be presented at Paris. All of that would have to happen before November 28th.
That's a lot of work, Mary.
29th. Yes, that's a lot of work. It's going to be a lot of work dealing with the added sickness, the added economic devastation, the loss of both plant life and animal life in nature.
I just saw a snake today.
So you saw a snake today. The snakes probably will survive even if humans don't. But humans cannot survive without sufficient oxygen.
But I thought they said that we were overpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dying off.
Are you willing with a straight face to sit there and say, just let people die off of hunger or heat frustration?
But that's how nature works. I mean, look at the dinosaurs.
Thank you, but I would rather not be a dinosaur. I really hope that we can save not only our species and a way of life that really supports our planet, supports nature.
You're being very negative.
I'm being negative? I don't think so. But I guess it depends on what direction we're headed in.
You know, you've really got your head in the sand.
You've really got your head in the sand. December 12th, There's going to be a mass mobilization.
Damn.
Whatever the people in Paris decide, we're going to need to really mobilize to push our governments from the village, community, state, national, international level to actually take the actions that will be necessary to keep us within the...
So you're going to buck the politicians, the people that are our authorities, Mary?
Absolutely, we're going to buck them.
Oh, my God. Are you like a communist or something? What is...
No, I'm like an evolutionary. I don't want to say revolutionary.
Oh, you believe in evolution?
We better consciously believe in it, evolution. If anybody would like to call in, I invite you to do so in the next 9 minutes that we're going to be on the air and suggest strategies for mobilization. I suggest that in December we have some kind of major gathering. And that in preparation for it, we have some house parties to create signs. Signs like ones that say, turn on sustainable energy on one side, and you flip the card and it says, turn off fossil fuel on the other side. And people will come up with hundreds and thousands of other ideas, quite likely better ideas. For instance, I think people preparing for the Paris summit are already thinking in terms of a red line beyond which we cannot step if we want to survive as a species and as a culture. Now, there's a lot in this culture that could very well go down, including the globalized corporations and the standardized everything, education, media,
but
whatever.
Standardization is wonderful, Mary. That way you know, like with the standardized testing of kids, mm-hmm. for example, you're putting up a criteria that they have to meet. Otherwise, they're not going to learn.
Well, we are putting up a criteria that has to be met. No, let's go no further than we have already over the 400 parts per million. I think it is, or not billion, but I'm awful with numbers. And then we've already gone. Stop having more oil and gas and coal extracted from the ground, because the already wealthiest companies in the world already have stockpiles that...
What do you have against rich people?
What do I have against rich people? Only against the super rich who don't care about their fellow humans, their fellow creatures, about the well-being of children, about the health of their country. There are rich people who do wonderful things. In fact, I even heard that the Rockefellers are divesting from fossil fuel companies.
So that's neat.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah.
You know, so there is hope. And let's say...
What about the Koch brothers?
Think of... I don't think the Koch brothers are about to divest. They own the oil wells and the coal mines. But anyway...
But you know they own a lot of the politicians.
Yes, I know they own the... We're not going at this directly through the politicians. We're going through this as...
They're the people in charge.
No, we're the people in charge. We are the people.
Are you one of those anti-authoritarian people?
Yeah.
Damn right.
You already, made me lose my train of thought. Yes, you did. Okay, let me catch a breath here and think, what was it that I was just about to say in the last few minutes of this thing? There are people that think exactly the kind of thing that Burl has been voicing. We all know some of them, and we've all run across.
So how come nobody's listening to me?
That's entirely possible. We may, when we shut down this episode, go to our statistics. Well, I know they're going to say zero listeners immediately because they start listening how many were until 24
absolutely.
Hours later.
And that's the way it is with most of our shows. But then you put out what's out there, mm-hmm. and you know, how do you get people to listen?
You put it out. And people listen to what they're ready to listen to, do about it what they're ready to do about it, and speak out, speak up when they're ready to, when they're upset enough by the way the powers that be are managing things. When they're upset enough about that, when they're worried enough about not only their own future, but their grandchildren's future, their great-grandchildren's future.
But the thing is, with my great-grandchildren, I'm not going to be around, Mary.
No, absolutely,
I mean,
you're not going to be alone.
I'm going to be gone.
But you're going to be flowing in their blood, in their DNA. You are a human being now, and your words now, I know how frustrating it is that they're not getting out there, that we don't have more listeners, that we don't have more people buying.
And you
Sophia's
also have
web.
People saying that I'm going to be dead and you know my grandkids are not, you know, they're not my problem.
Well, but they are your problem.
Yes, and I agree with you. I'm playing devil's advocate mm-hmm. here for a reason. First of all, we want to spice this show up since nobody's called in. But secondly, I think people need to listen to some of the insanity that I have actually heard, and it's pathetic. You know, when I said to this one person, well, I'm going to be dead. It's not my problem. I'm sorry, you got grandkids. You know, and, you know, the Native Americans used to look at things seven generations to the future, and we are considered to be advanced. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so, folks. And in order for us to advance, we have to allow a real popular movement to evolve. I remember what it was I was going to say. There was a point at which slavery seemed like it was an absolutely established fact.
It still is, Mary.
Yeah.
It's called migrant work.
Uh-huh. It still is, but certainly not.
And I used
not
to call it elementary school.
Certainly not at the level that it was. Apartheid used to be in place. Jim Crow used to be in place. When enough people stand up, things do happen.
But how many times does that happen? You have apartheid, you have Martin Luther King being shot, you had Kennedy being shot. I mean, how many times are we going to have this pattern before we change?
As many times as it takes.
Okay, so
with as many voices and hearts and minds and hands working to change it as possible, because otherwise we might as well just dig our own graves, climb into them, and pull the dirt down on top of ourselves.
You're one of those idealists. You have your head in the sand.
Yeah, I'm one of those idealists who thinks that anybody thinks we can go on the way we are now has their head in the sand. In any case, please listen, whether you've listened to the today live or on demand, please watch for an upcoming show, Thanksgiving, the weekend immediately following Thanksgiving, that we really, really, really are encouraging you to call into. The more voices that we get in the choir, even if we're only preaching to the choir,
and ourselves,
the better chance that we have of changing the world. And we better because we're on a road to disaster when it comes to climate change.
Well, all kidding aside, and it's also about true freedom. At this point in time, and you know, I'm going to stop kidding around here, we are not free. We can call ourselves a free nation because we go to the ballot box and vote. But the fact is that the elections are overall pretty much a joke. They're funded by the 1%, people like the Koch brothers, the Rothschilds, and so on. And I do have some hope. And even though I disagree with some of Bernie Sanders' politics regarding foreign relations, I think, you know, he's kind of a bright spot. And he of all people, gives me some hope. And, you know, I am saying this to say vote for Sanders. But the fact is, you know, how many people are going to thumb their nose up at somebody like that? And, you know, it was the same thing. I mean, we're talking about in the 1960s when both King and Kennedy were shot. And basically, it was for the same reasons when you really boil down to it. People don't want to change. They want to keep things in a very top-down system in which people are under the thumb of basically what's becoming fascist rule. And in fact, by the way, I've been reading a lot of stuff that the Rothschilds actually were part of the support of Hitler's group. So it's something to keep your eyes on, folks. Research it. Don't pay any attention to me.
And please, the next call-in show we have, be prepared to call in, get your voice heard. It's only as the voice of the people is heard that we are going to influence the people that go to the Paris talks and the people in governments and communities everywhere that have to implement fast and implement at some cost the changes that need to be made so that we can maintain a livable world.
And I agree with you 100%, Mary. Hopefully that folks realize that I'm playing the devil's advocate. I'm serious. I've heard critiques that, you know, and that I was mimicking. I just exaggerated them a little bit. Archie Bunker is very much alive.
Okay. Well, we love you all, and we know that in the long run, enough of humanity will do the right thing to keep